Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
I want to talk about this line's defense because a lot has changed also since the Packers last played them. Not that it mattered this last game, but they went into the game and it was their... They were the worst defense in the league.
Yep.
And they are not anymore. And I want to highlight a couple of guys that have really, like, come on, I guess, over the last stretch. And, like, one being obviously their first round pick in Aiden Hutchinson. Oh, I can't speak. Who is at 7.5 sacks, just like being a total disruptor and everything that I think the Lions hoped for when they picked him as early as they did. The Packers offensive line, I thought, played really, really well against the Vikings tandem, pass rush tandem, but they're definitely going to have, they're going to have their work cut out for them on Sunday night against the Lions because they also don't really give up. I'm hoping that the line stays the same because they definitely had their best five out there, but they're going to need them again.
Yeah. And I mean, this Kirby Joseph leads the team with 3 interceptions. 2 of them came against Aaron Rodgers that week. I also am, like, kind of mind boggled that Aiden Hutchinson has 3 interceptions on the season. You know, that's just really, you know, funny for a defensive end. But yeah, just in general, I mean, I think this is a Packers team that's really kind of come on. Christian Watson had 2 receptions for 24 yards in his first game against Detroit. Obviously, we've seen the production from him. Romeo Doubs coming back. He had 1 catch in that game. You know, Sammy Watkins was still active as a Green Bay Packer in that game. So I think we're going to see a lot more from this offense. Like you said, you know, kind of digging into that bag of tricks. We talked about it the last couple of weeks. There's packages for Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, especially at Lambeau in the cold. That's really going to favor this Packers offense.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about the Packers defense a little bit because we saw them against the Vikings, especially that defensive front. I think that they weren't getting a ton of credit. And yes, the Vikings offensive line is not good and continues to look banged up heading into the playoffs. The Lions offensive line is better. So I think that's going to be one of the keys to this game on Sunday is can this defensive line, 1, generate pressure, of course, and 2, stop the run, because they did a decent job of it. In this first outing, I think the Lions finished with under 120 yards rushing, which honestly isn't great, but, you know, it was a winnable game. They just need to do the same thing on Sunday at Lambeau.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I really do think the run game is going to be key here. Like I said, I think they're 2 of their best weapons are their backs, and they have a slightly banged up offensive line at the moment. Ragnow and Evan Brown are on, but, like, I can't see anyone on this team, and by on, I mean the injury report, but I can't see anybody on this Lions team not playing, and you're absolutely correct. Like, this is going to be their starting line. This is not, Packers are not, unfortunately, going to get a, you know, third string center that they can beat up on, but I do think that this front has the capabilities to beat up on any offensive line if they're playing the way that they've been playing and they have the healthy rotation that they've been using. I hate to say it, but I actually think the front is played better without Dean Lowry. I think TJ Slayton and Devontae Wyatt have deserved more snaps and have really proven that they can be super disruptive when they're in the game as often as they have been. So I think that should be a positive coming into this game, where you're going to need guys, you know, really big bodies like them, you know, up front to not just stop the run, but they've been able to bat passes down, right, create some pressure. So pretty, like, well-rounded, I would say, for guys who haven't had too much playing time and are not starters.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good point. And the last phase I kind of want to talk about, because it's fun to talk about it finally, is special teams. And, you know, the Lions have a good one, good returner, and Khalif Raymond, he has a punt return for a touchdown this season. So I think field position is also going to be huge. You said it, the weather's not going to be terrible. It doesn't look like it's going to snow. It's going to be in the low 30s, high 20s. So having a guy like Keyshawn Nixon who can break one at any time, but also can just flip the field, I think is going to be huge for this Packers team, especially if they do kind of start to struggle in the red zone. If they can get closer to the red zone before they start their drive, it goes a long way. And it's a lot different than, you know, the Amari Rodgers experience that we had the first week where I think he had one return for like 10 yards. So I think that's going to say a lot too about this team, because for every, you know, shining moment that we have with a Nixon 105 yard return, we also have a blocked punt that starts a drive for the opposing team on the 1 yard line. So you take the good with the bad, but thankfully there seems to be more good than bad lately.
Yes. Our NFC player of the week, Keyshawn Nixon, to be exact.
Yeah. You love to see it. Any other thoughts about this game?
I mean, other than this is do or die. Look, I think there were a lot of really fluky things about the game in the earlier part of the season. I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to throw multiple interceptions. I don't expect the Packers to go down to the red zone three times to come away with 0 points. This offense is a night and day difference. So this is a game that the Packers have to win. I know Aaron Rodgers said he doesn't like calling things must wins, but that's pretty much what this is. I do want to point out as well that I know we both feel like we're going to get another season of Aaron Rodgers, but you can't help but think about that this, whatever decision he makes in this offseason, this might be his last game at Lambeau, which is very strange because you said it. They're going to be, no matter what, they're just a seventh seed. So there's no home games after this. This is it. And I know that he doesn't want to harp on it. And players, I'm sure, like, that's not their focus at all. But that is certainly in the back of my mind.
Yeah. So I think that's, you know, a lesson for everybody watching, everybody that is going to the game. You know, it's special and cherish it. And, you know, every offseason we've kind of wondered if this would be it. And we talked about how Aaron doesn't want to go out on a down note. If he misses the playoffs, there's no way. But it's like you said, they could make the playoffs and then have three road games and then obviously a Super Bowl on the road if they were to get that far, four away games. So definitely, you know, special regardless. And I think it'll be a really cool atmosphere to be a part of on Sunday. So if you're going to be there, obviously get very loud. Don't sell your tickets to Lions fans, and make sure to cherish it, because it's actually going to be some pretty good weather by Wisconsin standards in January. So you won't be freezing, but you'll still have fun.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Last but not least, score prediction.
I'm going to say 34-28 Packers.
I like it. I was going to say 31-28. So we're in the same ballpark here. Packers have to win this one. I'm not picking them to lose this game. And I think there will be points, not necessarily as many as last week for both teams, but their points will be scored.
Yep. This Lions offense is too good. And I think the Packers defense is going to keep them in it. You know, I think that there will be opportunities, but I think the Packers offense is going to come out on top here at home with the fans. And it's going to send them into a nice little run the table situation into the playoffs, where they will either be playing, it looks like, the Vikings or the 49ers in the first wild card round. But we'll talk about that next week because we don't want
to. More to come.
All right. That is all the time that we have for today's show. You can find the podcast on Twitter at PWSS Podcast. You can find Perry on Twitter at Perry_Goldstein. You can find me on Twitter at Maggie J. Loney. You can also find the podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. Make sure you download the show, really helps us out. You can also find the podcast on social media at Packs What She Said. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and hopefully we're back talking about another matchup next week. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.